Digital Arena on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sports Cast, December 8th, 2025. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast, in the iOS App Store. The NFL playoff picture is forming up, clearing up. Some questions are being answered. Some teams we thought were going to make the playoffs may not do so, just like the Colts. And join us, a man that knows that the Cowboys has that one at the end of the record, Mr. Brett Blair. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Good to see you, Santiago. How you doing, brother?
Brett, good weekend. Went to UCF, your old stomping grounds. I was surprised. East Orlando is owned by UCF.
100%. More undergrad students than any other college in the United States, man.
Exactly. And home, what was the name of that Minnesota Viking quarterback? Also played for the Dolphins. He played there.
Dante Culpepper. I went to school with Dante Culpepper. I actually went up to Gator Growl in a student government van with Dante Culpepper. And we went to go see Gator Growl.
There you have it. But no, it's a guy. So, anyways, let's go first start. Thursday night game. Cowboys lost against the Lions. Cowboys was on a three-game winning streak. The Lions had Jamar Gibbs with three touchdowns. Brett, what are your thoughts over this matchup? Is this going to blow up Dallas? But let's talk about the game.
Detroit is who we thought they were. You know, I thought – you know, I was hoping, obviously, with my love for the Cowboys, that they would continue to play, and they did. They were in the game, but you could see portions of the game where they were just outplayed. Jahmyr Gibbs is a premier running back in the NFL. Whether it's just getting the ball to him in space, whether it's screen pass, whether you're talking about, you know, any of these ways to get him the ball in space, he is, he's breaking people's ankles with his motion. That's, you know, that's pretty embarrassing as a defensive back. But Jahmyr Gibbs is the real deal. He passes the eye test. You know, a lot of running backs, well, put up good numbers. And you watch Jahmyr Gibbs, and he passes the eye test. He just does things on the field that not too many other players in the NFL can do.
So where does this stand for the Cowboys in the playoff run? I know it's early. They're not like the Giants. They're completely out. They're not the Colts. They're not completely out either. I mean, looking at their schedule, what do you think is going to happen with the Cowboys? Can they overcome the hurdle as it has in the past?
Well, I mean, they will. I believe at this point, like what they have left, we have the Chargers for one game. But besides that, we have the Giants. We have Minnesota. We have Washington.
So this is winnable games.
Yeah, I mean, right. I could see them winning out. The problem is – we're not going to the playoffs at 10-6-1. It's not going to happen. That extra tie, as opposed to being 11-6, you know, where it could help you in some matrix, where if you had as many wins and the tie instead of a loss. But no, we're not going to make it. I would, my pipe dreams were there. I thought if we could come in and beat Detroit and then win out, we have a good chance. But especially now with Green Bay beating Chicago, there's no way. If you look at the numbers, I believe the statistically there is a chance, but I believe it's like an 8 or 9%. It's less than 10% for them to actually be able to win out, and with everything that goes on, still be able to get a spot. The NFC West has too many teams that are going to, you know, at least one, maybe two, you know, wild card teams will come from there, and then you have the NFC North where Chicago, you know, Green Bay, and Detroit. So with those two divisions, I'm going to be honest, it's pretty much impossible for Dallas to make it to the playoffs. So
you're more pessimistic than optimistic.
Yeah, as far as us going to the playoffs, now there's one specific player I want in the draft out of Ohio State that I think is the edge rusher.
You saw this last weekend,
right? His name is Reese. That's his last name. Number eight. Yeah, he is a he's another Michael Parsons. He literally has same size, same speed, same everything. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's right, for the whole plan all along.
Yeah, I really want them to improve that edge rusher, get more if we can get more pressure on the quarterback, we would become a completely different team. That's Diggs would be coming back to cornerback. You know, Trayvon didn't play again last week. He's supposed to start again this week over Sean. And the rest of that defense is solid. But when this
worked out,
the edge rushers, Jadeveon Clowney, who we have, didn't play last week. So we really need help on young edge rushers. But Detroit is who we thought they were. They bobbled around a little bit. You know, they're a team that could win out the rest of this and actually even take the NFC North if they do.
I want to check out the Lions schedule, but you know, that team Detroit, I'm not convinced of them less than last year, to be honest. Right. I wasn't convinced of them before, but let's look at their schedule because you're bringing up Detroit a lot, and they got the Rams. That's not a winnable game.
No,
the Steelers not winnable. They got the Minnesota that is winnable, and Chicago that's not winnable. They got a tougher schedule than the Dallas Cowboys, Mr. Brickland.
100%, 100% they do, but they're also a more complete team if they get back to playing their normal foot. You know, Amon-Ra came back. He looked good. I didn't see any injury. Obviously, Laporta's out for the season. But, I mean, they have talent, and they have Montgomery and, of course, Jahmyr Gibbs. The more they can implement, the more they can get him in space. Like you're saying the Rams. The Rams got beat the other day. The Rams are beatable. I would definitely go Rams over Lions in that game. But for their to try to think that the Lions can't come back and win that game, and then, you know, they have one or two other games, Vikings, no problem, and it's going to come down to the Bears. Like, that's what it's really going to come down to. With their loss to Green Bay last week, they're now right there in the mix that if they get another loss or two, they're not only going to lose the NFC North, but they're not going to win. They're not going to make the playoffs at all.
Right. We saw a lot of games. One game can make a difference. Steelers are back in the playoff picture.
Wow.
NFC North.
I got to admit,
Looking out and in.
Yeah. Jacksonville, what's going on? Like, the Jaguars,
Jaguars look good.
Yeah.
If you read that roster, looks good. Sometimes they just have some fluke games, losing against Raiders or something.
Well, I think that Trevor Lawrence is a good quarterback. He's never proven himself to be able to go to the next level, but this may be that year. He has the talent. He has the weapons surrounding him, whether it's ATN, whether it's Brian Robinson, whether it's like they have – talent on that team, like you had mentioned. If you look at that roster top to bottom, especially defensively, you're like, wow, these guys got some hitters, these guys got some players. They just need to bring it together and play complete football, and I think they could be dangerous going into the playoffs. I really, really do. I think they can surprise a lot of teams.
And they haven't been back to AFC championship game since their first season with Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, well, that was no. I remember them going to the playoffs actually when it was who's number eight, their quarterback of the future. God.
Not Brunell, right?
Brunell, that's what I'm talking about, right? When Brunell went, what this is like in 2000, 2002 or 2003 or whatever, when they beat Denver and they went to the AFC championship game, they lost, but you know, I could see them making another run like that.
Well, that's pretty cool. And we have another run here because Brett's going to do the 2025 NFL Week at 14 recap. Are you ready, my friend?
Yes.
Let's go. What's the name of the guy from Prime Time? Jackson was his first name?
You know. What did you say?
Who is the other guy that does it with ESPN?
Boomer.
Jackson. Yeah, Boomer.
And Down Jackson.
Down Jackson, I knew it. You could fill in the gaps for me. I love it. All right, let's go to the first theme of this show. The Titans Browns behind a strong running game, along with the key plays on defense and special teams. The Titans snapped a 7-game losing skid as they held out the Browns 31-29. Tony Pollard, you know that name.
Yeah.
Went for a career high 161 yards and two touchdowns as Tennessee averaged 5.3 yards per carry. Titans beat the Browns. Go ahead.
Well, Browns can make any running back look good if they really want to. I was excited to see what maybe Shador Sanders could do. He kept him in the game, but you are absolutely correct. My boy, former Cowboy Tony Pollard, had the best game that he's had the entire year, over 150 yards rushing, two rushing touchdowns, and they held on. I did not see – this was obviously the battle of the negative teams here to see who's worse and who's better.
The toilet bowl, is that what they call it?
Yeah, the toilet bowl is what they call it. So, yeah, but the Titans put the big win. Cam Ward looked good. If they can continue to build on this, that's what you need as a rookie quarterback, something to build on.
Kevin Stefanski named Shadore the starter for the Browns for the rest of the season.
I think I'm happy with that.
Let's go to Atlanta with his seventh loss in eight games. Atlanta sealed an eighth straight losing campaign. Rashid Shaheed from the Seahawks returned the second half kickoff, 100 yards for a touchdown. The Seahawks never looked back, beating the hapless Atlanta Falcons 37-9 yesterday.
Well, when you look at a team like Seattle, they have people at every position. But the fact that you bring in from somebody like Rashid Shaheed from the Saints, who they just brought over a couple weeks ago,
and he's
producing, and he runs one back. So Seattle, that NFC West is, like you saying, between the AFC West and the NFC West, so they're by far the two best divisions in the NFL.
Right.
You have a Seahawks team. That's really, really good. And they're still not in first place in that division. They're in second place in that division.
That's so when we look at,
and then you got the 49ers clapping at their heels. So Seahawks had a dominant performance. I would have expected nothing else against the Atlanta Falcons.
You said it. Watch out for the Seahawks. Let's go to Jacksonville. Brett likes Trevor. Trevor Lawrence threw two touchdown passes. Travis Etienne, you know him.
There you go.
At least running backs are running two scores or more. The Jaguars moved atop the AFC South with a 36-19 victory over the Colts. And Daniel Jones got an Achilles tear out for the rest of the season.
That look, Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, as they're trying to call him these days, big, big injury. Big, big injury. But the Clemson connection, okay? Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne. They brought them. That's all they needed. Those two players right there are what guided them through this win. I'm just surprised at the downward spiral of the Colts. They were literally top of the world, and in 4 weeks, we've seen that they have holes. They have holes that need to be filled. And again, they have a good defense, Buckner up front. They have a really, really solid defensive squad. But Daniel Jones going down. On top of the loss, I think you could say that's it. And I know McAfee would be pissed at me when he hears, but he might send me some bad emails. But the Colts are done. Stick a fork in them, boom, they're done. The Jaguars, I think, are now going to end up winning that
division. Yeah, FOI Jones, he's a free agent after the season.
Yeah, playing for a contract, and he's hurt.
He's hurt quite something. Let's go to the Vikings flipping the script against the Commanders. J.J. McCarthy, Brett, threw a career high. Three touchdown passes in his first turnover-free game, returning from his latest injury absence and beaming Washington Commanders 31-0. What a switch!
Well, I'll tell you. Look, I did expect a 31-0. I've been on JJ's butt, most of the time, just because he's, whether it's turnovers, whether it's just. Not making the smart play. You got to know where you are in the field. You got to know what the smart play from a quarterback standpoint. Do I get rid of the ball? Do I, try to run for it? He had his best game that I've seen yet. No turnovers, as you said. Obviously, you don't turn the ball over. There's a good chance you're going to win. But 31-0. The Commanders are falling apart at the seams. But 31-0 is still impressive to beat a team in the NFL.
And Jaden Daniels left the game with a shoulder injury. No, elbow.
Not the elbow. Now it's the shoulder.
Dislocated. So we'll see what happens. Send him out for the rest of the season? I would, but I don't know.
Of course. I wouldn't have brought him back for this game. I would have signed him out. I would have let him heal, and then let it go from there.
Would Brett bring back Joe Burrow? Well, we'll see what happens. Joe Burrow came back. Close game against the Bills versus Allen. Christian Benford intercepted Burrow's soft toss and returned it to 63 yards for a no-hit touchdown. 5 minutes left. Josh Allen threw for three touchdowns, Brett, and ran for one as the Bills defeated the Bengals 39-34 on a snowy Sunday.
Where is Jamar Chase? Okay, that's the only question I have. You know I have him. I took him as the number one pick overall in our fantasy league. Your boy T. Higgins blew up. Burrow looked good, except for the pick six, obviously. Where is Jamar Chase? I needed to make the playoffs this week, and Jamar's not helping me. I got to tell you that. I'm 26 down with Ladd McConkey and Vidal tonight. So But great game. Like, this was a fun game to watch. The Bengals were in it the whole way. Joe Burrow's started looking like Joe Cool again. He really started looking good. But obviously that pick six was huge. And what I can't say anything else about Allen. Like, what else do you say about him? Like, he's incredible. He runs over people. He throws touchdown passes. He passes touchdown passes.
Who do you think he reminds you of?
Who does he remind me of as a quarterback? Nobody. There's literally, I mean, I'd have to think about it. There's probably one or two I can come close to it. But he's like, he's a throwback. He's like a Sid Luckman guy. That's the 50s right there. You're doing one of the Sid Luckman four touchdown passes, a punt return for a touchdown. I mean, those are different days. But there's nobody more dominant either running the ball or finding their receiver than Allen, than Josh Allen. He's just that good. Again, I think they need better weapons. You know, I'm big on Khalil Shakur. Between him, you know, between Knox, Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid, you know, they have weapons, but he still doesn't have that Stephon Diggs he used to have, that number one. Yeah, you imagine him with Mike. Yeah, but it was an impressive game. I enjoyed watching it.
Another impressive game. Tampa Bay is now tied with Carolina atop the NFC South, and they play each other twice over the next month. Tyler Shuck ran for two touchdowns, Brett, and the Saints upset Tampa 24-20. This division's tight.
This was, I'm going to be honest, this was the most surprising game of the day for me because the Buccaneers came coming off, you know, loss obviously, but coming off a game where they're supposed to be getting some people back. Bucky Urban was back for this game. You know, I'm very, very surprised. I'm happy for the Saints. Good win. You need a couple there to build on for the future. But for the Buccaneers, that's keep taking your eye off the ball. I know you do have, like you said, Carolina. That's going to decide it twice in the last four games. But for the Saints to beat the Bucs at home, that's just horrible. Horrible.
I can tell you. Let's go. Another game surprising from Fire Tomlin, the first place AFC North, your least favorite division, Brett. Aaron Rodgers threw for 284 yards and a touchdown, and even ran for a touchdown in perhaps his best game with the Steelers in Pittsburgh's sole possession of first place AFC North, holding on for a 27-22 win over the Baltimore Ravens, who lost, I think, two in a row at home.
I was one of the guys that said that the Ravens will come back and make the playoffs this year, that they will after that start. They started putting it together. A few other people that I speak with in my kind of community, my NFL community, all had the same thing. We all have, you know, we all had the Ravens coming back. We all had the Ravens winning this game. We all had, and Pittsburgh and Tomlin came out and said, no, that's not the way things are going to work. Let me show you how it's going to work here in Pittsburgh. And they took it to the Ravens at the Ravens' home, which is – that's a big win. That's a big win.
I mean, I would say that Ravens-Baltimore is not a safe place for them to win there. So
no.
It's a winnable venue. So another winnable venue is New York Jets. Miami won his fourth straight game as Tua Tagovailoa improved to an 8-0 versus the Jets. He threw a touchdown pass to stay undefeated. Miami rushed for three scores, and the Dolphins ran away for a 34-10 victory over Sunday. Mike McDaniel's seat is getting colder. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Oh, come on. Yeah, I mean, you can't count a win over the Jets as something that's going to save your career.
It is a career.
Come on. I mean, you're right. 2-6-0 against the Jets. That this is a rivalry I've been seeing for 40 something years, the Dolphins Jets, and the Dolphins come out ahead way more often than the Jets come ahead. This was a battle of two teams. I still don't think it saves McDaniel's job. I don't believe he should be the head coach next year. I believe they should be going in a different direction. Just that
I heard the players like him in the locker room.
That's true. He's a player's coach, but that doesn't matter. Is he the GM's coach? Is he the president of operations? Is he their coach? Right. Do they like him as much? That's what it comes down to. But I believe they've been cleaning shop, and there's no way you keep McDaniels and get rid of everybody else, clean the rest of the shop out, and leave him there. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know, over a four-year plan, I think it's time to move on.
Let's see what happens in Miami. Broncos score some more points than usual. Bo Nix passed for 212 yards and rushed for a touchdown, and Denver Broncos extended its winning streak to 10 games. 10 games, defeating the Raiders 24-17 on Sunday, a score that wasn't reflective of the Broncos' dominance, Brent.
Yeah, they the score is truly not indicative. It wasn't as close as a seven-point game. You know what I'm saying there? It never got to that point where, okay, we're down by seven and we got a chance to come in. And it was not that close of a game. But the Broncos continue to win ugly, you know, and if you can win ugly, you can win in the NFL. I mean, you're talking about Bo Nix not throwing for these 350 yards and four touchdowns. They won to Cortland Sutton, won to Franklin. You know, my boy R.J. Harvey out of the backfield and stuff, who's really, really starting to come on to himself. R.J. Harvey, somebody to watch for the remainder of the season going in the playoffs. Now that J.K. Dobbins is down, you know, he's going to be the number one back. He has been the number one back. But they continue to win ugly. And when your defense is that good, you can win ugly. If you have a bad defense, you can't win games like this. But if you have a solid, you know, defense on the field, which we know that, you know, the Broncos are top three all the way across the board with, like, the Texans and, you know, one or two other teams. But this was an ugly win. But the Broncos continue to win. It's 10 in a row, as you said. That's impressive in the NFL.
That's pretty impressive. Another team that is not winning ugly is Matt Stafford. Threw for 281 yards and two touchdowns. And Puka and Blake Corum both scored twice. And the Rams scored 35 unanswered points, Brett, to bounce back from last week's turnover-filled loss to Carolina. Los Angeles won for seventh time in eight games. The tie stay atop tied atop with Seattle. Rams 45, Cardinals 17.
Paku. My man Nakua, Puka Nakua is Puka Nakua is a beast. We have more trouble pronouncing his name than we do picking him because he's just a monster. If he didn't miss a couple of games earlier in the season, he was on pace to set the all-time record for most receptions of the season. And of course, you got Davante Adams. But 45 points is 45 points. The Rams. From last week, again, another team showing they are who we thought they were. I would love to see on this team, I would love to see Aaron Donald come back and make this. He's been on the sidelines a few times. I'd love for him to just prefer a playoff run. You bring in Aaron Donald at defensive tackle. You let him in the rotation because the Rams are going to go to the NFC Championship game. That's how good they are. They're good. Yeah, I see the Rams representing the Rams Philly for the NFC Championship.
You said it. I didn't say it. Let's go to Green Bay. Kasen Nixon picked off Caleb Williams' pass in the end zone with 22 seconds remaining to preserve Green Bay's 28-21 victory over the Green Bay of the Chicago Bears on Sunday. The Packers moving to first place in NFC North. Brett did not see this coming.
No. I'm again. This is a game that hurts me as a Cowboy fan because I need Bears to knock Packers back down so they win the division and I have a chance at the wild card. But this is what I'm talking about. This is why Dallas won't make it to the playoffs is because now you have the Lions and the Packers that are both still within striking distance of the Bears. And now where did the extra, you know, where do the wild card teams come from? Do they come from the NFC North or do they come from the NFC West? If you think about it, there's no other division that besides the division winner that anybody else can truly represent. You can't say that about, you know, the NFC East. We got Philly that's in there, and that's it. Dallas, Washington, you know what I'm saying? We're in the Giants, garbage. We're garbage.
And we'll get the playoff picture a little bit later in the show. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. C.J. Stroud threw for 203 yards and a touchdown. The Texans lean on the NFL's top-ranked defense to shut down Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, and Houston walked out with a 20-10 victory that gave a big boost to the postseason hopes of the Chiefs out.
All right, so one, the Chiefs are out. Stick a fork in them, they're done. But that Texans defense is probably the most dominant defense I've seen this year. I've seen Denver do their thing. I've seen Seattle do their thing. You know, I've seen these teams that have the top 3 to 5 defenses, and they scare me. They were just beating people up. The Chiefs had a ton of drops. Like, there was more drop passes in that game And it killed me, obviously, as you know, I have Mahomes. Killed me. Absolutely killed me. The drops between that and the Texans defense, they did not stand a chance in that game.
Quite something. We'll see what happens with the Texans and Chiefs. Chiefs, we'll see if they pull them out. This would be a miracle because they're not looking good. Let's look at the playoff picture, Brett. AFC, we got the Broncos first, 3 Patriots, 3 Jaguars, 4 Steelers, then Bills and 5, 6 Chargers, Texans 7. On the bubble, the Colts, Ravens, Chiefs, Dolphins, Bengals. From this bubble, Brett, who do you see can sneak it in?
I mean, I can see the Lions maybe sneaking in.
For the AFC.
Oh, the AFC, I'm sorry. The Chiefs aren't going to do it. The Dolphins aren't going to do it. The Bengals aren't going to do it. I mean, I'll stay the Ravens. Like, I mean, Daniel Jones being out, like the Colts not having a starting quarterback now and having to go
back up quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Ravens have the best, still have the best chance. There was a huge loss to Pittsburgh. I'm surprised they lost that game. I would say the Ravens in the AFC have the best chance of sneaking in there with the rest of them.
Let's go to the NFC. Rams have that number 1, 2 Packers, 3 Eagles, 4 seed Buccaneers, 5 Seahawks, 6 Niners, 7 Bears. On the bubble, Brent, Lions, Panthers, Cowboys, Vikings. Your Cowboys is in that bubble. But who from this bubble do you see sneaking it in?
Well, I mean, it's definitely not going to be the Vikings. Okay, so I would love to see the Cowboys win out and somehow the metrics work out to where we surprise it. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm at a point where I want us to start focusing on next year. I want us to focus on what we're going to do with the remainder of the team.
Ohio State?
Yeah, that's it. There's one guy I want. I want Reese out of Ohio State. He's the next Michael Parsons. But
you guys have some good luck with Ohio State.
Yeah, this is true. So we need to, but he's also going to go very high. He's going to go top 10. We're not going to have a top 10 pick, but we do have 2 first-round picks this year. So we have some draft equity. To answer your question, Sean, the Lions are the team that, like, they're right there. It's not even that they're outside looking in. They're one game away from the Packers, one game away from the Bears. You know what I'm saying? And the Bears just might do a free fall. We don't know where everybody was praising Caleb Williams as the next coming. You know, he's having this great year. He's doing this, that, and the other. Let's see how he finishes out the season. If he can finish out the season playing the way he is and secure not only a playoff spot, but that NFC North division championship, I'll be very impressed with that.
Well, there you have it. A few more games. There's one more game left for week 14. We got the Eagles going to Los Angeles. Justin Herbert is going to play, but with his non-throwing hand is injured. I think it's
fractured. Yeah, he has a fracture.
Which there's some question marks about those. Brett, who do you have? Philadelphia Eagles, you know them, at the Los Angeles Chargers at SoFi.
Yeah, you did mention Herbert does have a fractured hand on his non-throwing hand on his left hand. He's going to be wearing a kind of glove brace on there that'll help. Obviously, it hurts. You take every snap you take. If you're under center, it's getting hit, and that's bothersome. But it says, listen, they're playing for their playoff lives. Philly can lose the game and still not have a problem as far as winning the NFC East. The Chargers cannot lose this game. If the Chargers lose this game, they're on the outside looking in, and they would no longer control, you know, their own destiny. Like right now, where they are sitting in that playoff contention, right there, we have them in. You know what I'm saying? One loss, you lose tonight to Philly, and that whole metric changes. Now Texas moves up. Other teams that, you know, so I think the Chargers are actually going to come out and surprise everybody. 28-24 Chargers tonight.
Yeah, you're right. It's a must-win for the Chargers more than Eagles. Eagles can lose a game or two, and they'll be fine. They're in the playoffs. Obviously, they're looking at home field advantage, but, you know, we'll see what happens there. Well, there you have it, NFL Week 14. The playoff picture is forming. As Brett said, there's probably 2-3 teams in that bubble that can sneak it in. The Bengals are looking more out than in. Where I rest Joe Burrow, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, Brett, you have a Twitter handle. What is the best way for people to reach you and DM you to look at your analytic notes?
Yeah. You can always reach out to me, Big Boy Brett at X, or Brett Blair on my normal Facebook. You know, I'm not too big. If you want to talk to me, you can always reach out to me. I'd love to hear some comments and what your guys' thoughts are, where I'm not going right and where I think I need to kind of focus in a little bit more on certain teams. I'd love to hear from you guys. I'm starting to get into it more and more, where I love to have some banter back and forth But yeah, Big Boy Brett at X, or just Brett Blair at Facebook. You can reach me anytime.
There you go. You can reach us at thesportscast.net or the Sportscast One on X and Instagram. We'll be live tweeting tonight. A big game, very crucial game, more for the Chargers than the Eagles. And we'll have Brett again on, talk about a little bit about NFL history, because you know you could teach a course on that, right?
A master class. What do you need? A master class on NFL history? So
Ronnie Lott's. You know.
Can you look? We spoke about it, but let's just talk about it one second. Ronnie Lott would not be able to play in today's game. He's an incredible hitter. But they would throw flags on Ronnie Lott left and right hitting a defenseless receiver or what? Come on, man. That's what the NFL is about. If it's a clean hit, you want the ball, I'm going to stop you from getting the ball. I'm going to put my hat on you.
Which we'll have you on Vic's show, because Vic has a different perspective on that.
Vic?
So, yeah. Victor Rocher from the Jersey Boys.
Yeah, I like Vic.
He said, today the athlete runs faster, and you think they hit harder. But I'd like to have a debate on that. We'll see.
I'll send him some of the playoff championships like 91, 96, where the Redskins or the Niners are playing the Giants and the Cowboys. You see some hits on quarterbacks in those days that they would be throwing people out of the game for. I've seen Tim Harris pick up Jim McMahon and body slam him after a play. The play was over. Take a look at it. Him getting body slammed. There's no comparison with how they hit in the past how they hit now.
Well, there you have it. We'll talk about that later on. Anyways, Brett, have a great one. And this was your update.
Take care, guys.